This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayera, and it's filled with incredible stories that, from beginning to end, things that we could just, each part of the Parsha has so much to talk about. But I wanted to actually focus on the end of the Parsha, the famous story of the Akedah. When Hashem asks Abraham to bring his son Isaac, Yitzchak, to bring him as a sacrifice. And it really runs counter to everything that Abraham kind of stood for. So it's the subject matter that philosophically is very troubling. And there's what to talk about, but that's not even what I want to focus on. What I'd like to actually focus on is Isaac, and specifically the idea of Tchiyat HaMesim, the idea of the resurrection of the dead. Maimonides Rambam discusses, and we have a curated list of the 13 principles of faith that are based on the writings of the Rambam, Maimonides. And the last of those is that we believe, an imamin be'emuna shlema, that shetiyah tchiyas hamesim, that there will be a resurrection of the dead at a time that pleases the Creator. Be'es sheyale, at a time that yale rotzum et habori yisparach shemo. So that there'll be a resurrection of the dead. Okay? So, what does that have to do with the Akedah? So, it tells us in Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, which is a sefer, which is a book that is ascribed to the teachings of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who was a student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and then later on was a teacher of Rabbi Akiva, I believe. And his story parallels his life story, in a way parallels that of Rabbi Akiva's. He had grown up without any really formal, or maybe he had some education, but really was not a Torah scholar until later on in his life. He was miserable, and he came from an extremely wealthy family, and then he went to Jerusalem to learn with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and then became a powerhouse. So in the Sefer, in the beginning of Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, it talks about that. But fast forward to chapter 31. It says, it's describing for us the 10 tests of Avram. There were 10 tests that Abraham was tested, and the last of the tests was that of the Akedah. And then it tells us about, it describes what's going on. And so we focus on, a lot of times we focus on Abraham, but what was going on with Isaac? Isaac was 37 years old at the time of the Akedah. He was not a little kid. So this 37-year-old man went with his father, his 137-year-old father, is taking him up to the Akedah. And he complies with his father, and the Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer describes how he told his father, tie my legs tightly and tie my arms tightly so that I won't move, bind me for he said it like, basically, make sure you do a good job tying me up. And then it goes on to describe in the 10th, I guess, I don't know how Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, the 10th teaching, or the way it's split up, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that now picture, you have Isaac on the altar, he's tied up, and Avram lifts up the sword or the knife to kill him. And it says that when the knife got to his neck, Yitzchak died. Parcha v'yatza nafsho shel Yitzchak. Isaac died. V'kevan she'eshmia kolu mibein akruvim. But then there was a voice that came out and told Abraham, v'amar lo, al tishlach yadcha. So then at that point, nafsho chazra legufo. At that point, Isaac came back to life. His his soul returned to his body. V'kam v'amad Yitzchak al raglav, and then Isaac Yitzchak got up from and stood up, and he knew. It says v'yada Yitzchak shekach hamesim. So he knew from his experience that ultimately, the dead will come back to life in the future. V'patach v'amar, and that's when he said Baruch Atah Hashem mechaye hamesim. The second blessing in the Shmoneh Esrei, he said it. Blessed are you, Hashem, that brings the dead back to life. So, what did he experience? Is it that he just had a near-death experience? But what is that? Why does that? Why did that give him? Why does the near-death experience give him now this ability to understand that in the future there'll be this resurrection, that the mason, that the dead will eventually come back to life? Like, why does his experience beget us this new idea of the resurrection of the dead? How do we go from A to B? So perhaps if we to understand this, if we just take a look at the beginning of that blessing in the Shmoneh Esrei, says Ata gibor la'olam Adonai, Hashem, Ata, you are mighty forever. Mechayim ata rav lehoshia, you are the resurrector of the dead, the powerful one to deliver us. So the question is, what does gevura, strength, might, how does that connect to the idea of the resurrection of the dead? Here, the sentence is giving us, because you are the strong one, therefore you are the one who brings the dead back to life. But what does that have to do with strength? How is that an issue of strength? Because I can lift 400 pounds, now I can bring people back to life. It could be that I'm really smart. So, like, because I'm smart, I figured out how to, the scientific method of bringing DNA back to life. But what does that have to do with strength? So, if we go to Pirkei Avos, in the fourth chapter, the first Mishnah, so it says there, who is the Gibor? Who is the strong one? Who's the mighty? And the Mishnah tells us it's the Hakovish Yitzro. It's the one who can subdue his Yetzer, his desire, his inclination. So it's not the idea that might equals strength, physical strength, but the Mishnah is telling us it's one who can control their inclination, their desire. So if we understand that Gevura, that might, has to do with the ability to control oneself, one's desire, what one wants to do. So then let's go back to what it says in the Shmoneh Esrei. It says to us, God is the mighty one forever. Hashem, you are the Gibor, and you are the one who resurrects the dead. So how does it connect? So perhaps the answer is that exactly this idea. Who is God? God, we describe as the Kel Chai. He's the living God. I would say it in another way. He's all life. God is all life. There's no such thing. Death does not exist within God. God lives forever. He is the Ein Sof. He's eternal. He's never ending. It's we who are bound to this life of going up and then decline, which ultimately ends in death. It's God who's all life. What's God's might? How is it expressed in this subject matter? The answer is that God has to hold back that all life aspect of himself. His inclination is all life. Ata gibor le'olam Hashem. You, Hashem, are the mighty one who holds back his desire to give all life. Mechaye mesim atah. You are the one who resurrects the dead. When? by just letting it open, by just letting go of his inclination and letting it all out, so to speak. And what happens when God does that? It's all life. If we go back to what happened with Yitzchak at the Akedah, when he died, or his neshama left him, and then he came back, when you're at that point of where you have a heightened sense of what it means to be alive, he connected to this idea. He understood what it meant to be alive. When you're on that edge, so to speak. But he had a glimpse into what it means to be alive. And then he understood that Hashem is that on an endless thing. And so therefore, he came off the Akedah. He appreciated what it means to be alive more than anybody else. When you have that kind of near-death experience, your heightened sense of what it means to be alive, and he understood, he translated into connecting it to the fact that it's Hashem that's all life. And therefore, he understood. He put A and B together, and therefore he understood. And he said, Hashem, blessed are you. You are the one who, because he understood what it means to be in the presence of what Hashem is, which is all life. And so therefore, when we have to, you know, I figured it's important to talk about. This is one of the tenets of our faith that Maimonides tells us. It's the 13th of the Animamins that we believe. It's a fundamental, fundamental belief in Judaism. That we believe that Hashem will bring back the dead. But we need to understand what that means. And what, based on this understanding, it's that we have to understand what Hashem is. Our God is all life. And therefore, we have to understand, therefore, because this world is, in a sense, we exist within Hashem, so then the ultimate, at the end of days, when we come to the culmination of, in a sense, there's going to be an explosion of understanding, of a recognition of Hashem. The world will be filled with the presence of God. And therefore, one of the things that will occur is Tchiyas HaMeisim. Hashem, in a sense, will open up the kimono and all life will be experienced. That will, in turn, give us the experience of the resurrection. And so it's an important idea for us to understand and to realize that this is what, you know, whatever we're going through in this crazy world, it's nothing. We have to have perspective. We have to have emunah. We have to have belief. And perhaps that's what's going on also with Avraham. Avraham intellectually came to a recognition of monotheism. But it's the test of the Akedah that brought him to following Hashem, not just on a logical plane, but on the emunah plane. Sometimes in life, we need to let go and to say Hashem is riding this one. He's driving this car. He's steering this ship. And we have to have tremendous belief that Kol da'avad rachmana l'tavavad, everything that God does is for the best. We are so limited sometimes in our ability to see outside. So here God, last week we saw that God takes Avram outside. He says, Avram, look, I'm taking you outside so you can look at the bigger picture. Here at the end, we've gone from the beginning of Lech Lecha to another Lech Lecha, and that Hashem is taking Avram and he becomes forced to do something based on pure belief in Hashem. And it's Isaac that experiences and a tremendous experience of understanding that Hashem is all life. It's almost like he was able to get to this, there's a deeper connection, because as much as we understand, it's that much more that we don't. And so there's that balance. We always have to push ourselves to try to understand more and then to also recognize the fact that we are limited. And so it's a balance. We have to take both. But it's important for us to understand when we see the second blessing in Shemona Esrei, It's incredible. We should connect to this idea of Tchiyas HaMe'asim, because what it really is to be able to jump into and to connect with the Kel Chai. Hashem is all life. It's dynamic. It's endless. It's power. It's filled with goodness. And that when we recognize this, we connect, we're able to get to so much of a higher plane. And we should all be blessed to be able to connect to this incredible, incredible idea and to realize it's a very important idea in our faith. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.